Here I am entering into St. Peter's Basilica, and look at the ceiling even, look at the detail on that. It's extraordinary, just can't even begin to describe it. Countless little scenes of cherubs and so forth. And down here, the burial place of John the 23rd, yeah, dying 11th of October 1963, after only about 5 years as Pope. And look, his coat of arms has got that lion, the symbol of St. Mark, because he was Archbishop of Venice before he became Pope, Angelo Roncalli. And look at this in the door, you know, Pope Paul V, okay, the 13th year of his pontificate, this is built. Anyway, it's just quite extraordinary. Anyway, it's really all striking, the artwork. I mean, you could just gaze at it all day. And I don't know who this is, blessing this kneeling woman with a benediction for somebody. That looks a bit like John 23rd up there. The rather rotund figure on the left in the mitre. So fairly early in a Sunday morning. Don't have to wait that long to come in. Look at the cross keys. Well, not crossed actually, in this case, just two keys. Should be one silver, one gold, because the gospel said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you say is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you say is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, and so on. So I've never ever been in the largest place of worship of any religion in the world. It's just uber magnificent and opulent, and all these heavenly scenes of the angels flying about the ether, an endless Latin inscription named of the first apostle, and St. Peter is buried in here, obviously the first pope. That's why a pope is said to ascend the Petrine throne, okay? Pontifex Maximus, the Patriarch of the West, the, Bishop of Rome, and Primate of Italy, and so on, the Servant of the Servants of God. There's an example of the papal coat of arms. And then you see the chubby cherubs, and I don't know which pontiff that is above them. My goodness. Okay. Anyway, just words fail me. Look at all the marble. But it's so luxurious in the way, you know, no hang up about nudity there. A bit of eroticism around this tomb of John the Third. So anyway, what an artistic celebration. And then you see all like six candles on the altar of this anti-chapel. So saying mass in Latin a lot of the time. And Paul II, look. John Paul II, all yours, totus tus, and then M for Maria. So that was his papal coat of arms. Yeah, so he laid to rest here in 2008, though he died in 2005. I'm not sure where his tomb was initially. And so it goes on. Pope Pius X, so he's a late 19th century one. Anyway, I'll run out of battery at some point. And then there's that just sublime chanting. Anyway, it could take all day to adore, admire all this splendiferous artwork. It's a bit of a spiritual experience, and I'm catching a whiff of the incense there. And look, he's got his papal tiara off with the two keys. The only one with a goatee, Pope with a goatee I've ever seen. I don't even recognize which one that is. And there are all these larger-than-life things. Where are we waiting? I don't know if the Pope himself is celebrating Mass right now. Look, and there is for Pius IX. Mm-hmm. And who's coming in procession here? Thank you. was hoping for the Pope didn't look like him. I think there'd be a lot of shouting and acclamation if it were him. But there is some guy who basically fulfills that job of Bishop of Rome because the Pope is away so much because of all his international duties, does the things that a bishop would do in an ordinary diocese. I can't remember what the title is. Wow. Anyway, you think of the terrible poverty most people lived in. You know, people living in shacks, people dying of curable illnesses because of their pauperism, people who were starving, all the rest of it, and the church had this just unbelievable wealth which was squandered on this. Now, I know it's so wonderful. The aesthetic pleasure is just extraordinary, is inexpressible. But anyway, they could have done so much to alleviate suffering. And they chose not to. I thought there's some barrier holding people back, but no, it was just their discipline and good manners held them back. Otherwise, they would have blocked the procession as they came in from here. And that, look, there's Pius VIII. So he's an early 19th century one. Little baptismal font. Oh, wow. And there's the altar. All right, so that's enough for the moment.